Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 1351. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another special edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. Now, in case you're wondering about my background and credentials, I have my Doctor of Public Health degree, where my emphases were chronic disease prevention and nutrition. I also have my Master of Public Health degree, where my emphasis was health promotion and health education. I'm also a registered dietitian nutritionist, a certified health education specialist, and a certified exercise physiologist through the American College of Sports Medicine. I've also conducted my own research, presented my research at national conferences, have been published in peer-reviewed journals, and have been featured in over 70 different media outlets for my expertise on basically all the things I talk about on this show. When I'm not doing this podcast, I'm actually full-time faculty within the California State University system. All right, enough about me. Let's finally get to today's question as we optimize your life. Today's question came via email. Jessica writes, I just got a smart scale, which measures body water percentage. Why is body water percentage important to know? And what's a good percentage? Thanks. Hi, Jessica. Thank you so much for your question. So many of these newfangled scales provide us with so much more information than just our body weight. These scales are so advanced that in addition to telling us how much we weigh, it will calculate our body mass index, or BMI, tell us our body fat percentage, how much lean mass we're carrying on our bodies, and, Jessica, as you mentioned, our body water percentage. So do we really need all of this information? When it comes to body water percentage, I would file this in the good to know section, but knowing your body water percentage doesn't provide us with information that's all that useful. It's just FYI. We might initially believe that knowing our body water percentage would be helpful in telling us whether we're dehydrated or adequately hydrated. Well, not really. There are other more accurate ways to determine whether we're actually dehydrated. There are blood tests we could look at, for example. We could look at how much sodium your body is holding on to. This can help determine a person's hydration status, but that's just one of the ways. Beyond getting blood tests to determine whether you're hydrated or not, looking at the color of urine is one of the best ways to determine actual hydration status. If someone's urine is a pale lemonade color, then they're probably adequately hydrated. If their urine is darker than that, they're probably dehydrated. The darker the urine, the more dehydrated the person is. If a person's urine is clear, they're probably overhydrating, meaning they're consuming too much fluid. So if body water percentage isn't the most accurate way of determining our hydration status, what is it good for? Well, not a whole lot. Again, it's basically FYI for your information only. Some sources claim that body water percentages for women will fluctuate between 45 and 60%, whereas adult men will fluctuate between 50 and 65%. So for both men and women, body water percentages can range by about 15%. That's quite a wide margin. Instead, when it comes to choosing which information to pay attention to when using these smart scales, I would say body weight would be the first, followed by body fat percentage. Of course, there's no need to panic or, on the other side of the spectrum, overly celebrate when you notice small changes to either of those, especially when they happen over a short period of time. That's because our body weight and body fat percentages change all the time, even over the course of a day. Checking our body weight once a day can be helpful for weight loss and weight maintenance. But unless you're a competitive athlete, there's no need to weigh yourself multiple times each day. Instead, we would want to look at our progress over time. In which direction have our weight and body fat percentage changed over the past few weeks? What about over the past few months? If, in general, they're moving in the direction you want them to, then you're on the right track. Just don't be surprised when there are little blips in either direction here and there. Oh, and to increase the accuracy of these measurements, there are two more things you can do. One, weigh yourself at the same time each day. If you typically weigh yourself first thing in the morning, after urinating, wearing only your pajamas, then be sure to repeat this exact same pattern each time you weigh yourself. And two, don't forget to take circumference measurements. What I mean by that is, measure the areas around your waist, belly, and hips every so often. As I mentioned, sometimes the numbers we see on a scale, yes, even a smart scale, aren't always accurate. But we can use a backup, measuring the width around our waist, belly, and hips. The way to do this is to hand a standard tape measure to someone you trust and have them measure these three areas of the body. To measure the waist, find the narrowest area between your chest bone and your belly button. To measure the belly, wrap the tape measure around your belly right at the area of the belly button. Finally, to measure the hips, find the widest area just above where your behind meets your hamstrings. This is called the gluteal fold. Ideally, do this either without wearing any clothing or wearing clothing that fits snugly. Then stay consistent. Wear the same clothing or birthday suit each time. These sources of information are far more useful than just looking at body water percentage. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And thank you for the question, Jessica. This is my favorite part of the show, so I love seeing and hearing and responding to your questions. Remember, you can email your question to health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want your voice played on the show, come by oldpodcast.com/ask. Right on that page, you can record straight from your computer's microphone. It's really easy, and you can even play back your message and do retakes before sending it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. All right. Thank you so much for listening every day. Thank you for listening all the way through. I hope you have a great start to your weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.